Hi, everybody. This is Rebecca. I am so excited that you are joining me on this 7-day sugar separation from Bad Boy Sugar. I'm really excited about this. And so many people have been coming to me recently on their weight issues. They're not happy going into summer. And I just felt like this was a really great starting point for everybody to just start noticing and becoming aware of what the manufacturers, what is all around us. It's almost like, have you heard of the two fish are swimming in the water and one fish says, well, how's the water? And the other fish is like, what do you mean, how's the water? We're not in water. And they just are, you know, he was just unaware that he's in water. Well, we're unaware of all of the added sugars that are in our food products. And we're also being sold them like we, it's almost like being a cattle being led to slaughter. It's designed, the manufacturers in the sugar industry designs products to make us want them because they know that genetically we are supposed to want sugar. And the reason why we want to do that, when do most of the sugary foods in nature come out? Well, they come out in the spring and the summer with fruits, right? And because they're spring and summer, what comes after summer? Fall and winter. So we have to eat and store up energy so we can get through the winter. Our body was designed to do that. So when we eat the sugar, our body was designed to want more of it and go beyond the hunger that we would normally say, we're done eating right now. Our body wants us to eat more of it so we can store more of it for the winter. Well, the way that we're eating right now is not just having fruits in the summer. We have fruit all the time, all year round. And the scientists knew that, and they extracted all of the sugar because it's highly addictive. You know, we just keep wanting more and more so we can stay safe during the winter. Well, they've taken that and they've refined it down and made it so concentrated that it really hits those dopamine receptors and it makes us want even more and even more and even more. Just like the cacao plant, if you were to just chew on that plant, you would get a little bit of that coke, but you would also get fiber. It would take you a while to get it. It wouldn't be as immediate hit as cocaine. Right? So yes, I am linking sugar to cocaine. Anyway, I hope you understand what's going on with that. So, and also, like, not only, oh my gosh, there was this, let me tell you about this study in the 70s. So, or actually in the 60s, scientists were coming up with saying that sugar actually was related to heart disease. And the sugar manufacturers actually paid two Harvard scientists to defute that and tell and do studies that were only saying that fat was the culprit of heart disease. So I know that you're probably around the same time at Iowa that I am. And I know that in the 70s, it was all about low fat. And what did they replace that fat with in all of the manufactured food items? They replaced it with sugar. And how cheap is sugar? It's super cheap. And it creates more of a wanting. So I don't know about you, but I know that in the 80s, when all of that was really amping up, I existed on Snackwell cookies. I existed on pretzels, which are a concentrated form of flour, of wheat. Concentrated form of wheat is flour. They added sugar to everything, and we thought that we were eating healthy, but instead we were just eating more. And we were also super hungry with eating more of that. So we were just getting by on willpower. So anyway, we were lied to. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We get lied to all the time with the advertisers too. Advertisers want us to buy more of their food. So yes, we are being mind controlled. So anyway, I'm hoping, before I get a little too crazy with that, right? I don't want to scare you, but I do want you to be aware. So maybe if we're aware of this, let's take the seven days to become more aware. So right now, all I want you to do is think about it. I want you to start noticing advertisements and what they're advertising. I want you to notice food labels and what goes into spaghetti sauce, chicken broth, bagels. And then I also want you to notice what happens when you desire it and what happens when you eat it. How does it make you feel? How do you feel a half an hour afterwards? How do you feel an hour afterwards? Let's start getting a little connected internally so we can reduce our dependence on the external, right? Because we are only in control of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions. Let's not let other people reflect what we want out of our lives and have it come from the outside like those advertisers and that those food industries and the sugar industry want us to do. Okay, so thanks for listening. Today, all you need to do is just be aware. I'll have more information for you coming up tomorrow, and I'm so excited that you're joining us. Make sure that you join the Facebook group and introduce yourself. Let us know a little bit about you so we have lots of help. We're making it happen in a community, and community and connection, so important when we do something like this. All right, thanks. Give me any questions in the Facebook group. Thank you. Bye.